Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Oh, let's get into the news. We've got some awesome stories here. The first one is from Ohio. This is a House Bill 183. It's called the Bathroom Bill. Can you believe 40 years ago that we'd be talking about bathrooms and boys going into girls' bathrooms and vice versa? Oh, good grief. Okay, so House Bill 183 was introduced last May by Representatives Beth Lear, who is Republican from Galena, and Adam Byrd, a Republican from New Richmond. It requires K through 12 public schools, chartered non-public schools, and institutions of higher education to designate specific restrooms for students of the male or female biological sex. Gee. Okay, Representative Byrd doesn't view it as controversial and stated, "I think parents of all political backgrounds want their children to be safe in the restroom." Now, more than 100 opponents visited the state house and said it is discriminatory against transgender students and addresses a problem that does not truly exist. Chair of the Ohio House Higher Ed Committee, Representative Tom Young, who is a Republican from Washington Township, expects a committee vote on the bill this week. What's our call to action? Track the vote results and show support for this bill publicly. Do it by social media. Your actions will pressure representatives to vote yes. Next up, Arizona. Okay, Senate Bill 1097. This makes school board elections partisan. Oh, imagine. A Southern Arizona Senator, Justine Watzak, District 17, wants to make school board elections partisan races. Senator Watzak stated, "This reform is about getting voters the information they need to make the best decisions for their children and their schools." But the Arizona School Board Association, made up of those currently serving on elected school boards, is against it, including a Republican board member who called the proposal stupid. But a draft study from the University of Georgia of the North Carolina experience found that shifting to partisan elections reduced the chances of Democrats getting elected. Well, that's interesting. So far, though, Senate Bill 1097 has been approved on a party line vote in the Republican-controlled Senate and cleared a House committee, also with a party split. Now, the measure awaits a vote in the full House where Republicans are in the majority. Probably is going to pass. Now, the argument by Tucson Republicans is that voters really don't know much about the people running for school boards. The contention is that putting a party label behind a name on the ballot will provide some inkling of what they believe. Stay tuned for my response, my full response to this bill on Wednesday's commentary. And what do we have next? Well, this is a research center, the Pew Research Center report. Get ready. About half of Americans say public K through 12 education is going in the wrong direction. Well, that's good to hear. At least half, actually more than half, that's 51% of adults say that the country's public K through 12 school system is generally going in the wrong direction. A far smaller share, that would be 16%, say it's going in the right direction. And about a third, 32%, aren't sure. So here's some reasons. Schools are not spending enough time on core academic subjects like reading, math, science, and social studies. That's 69%. of people who believe that. And 54% believe that teachers are promoting their personal political and social views in the classroom. Obviously, they don't like that. 52% say that schools don't have enough funding and resources they need. And about 25% say a major reason is that parents have too much influence in decisions about what schools are teaching. What? Too much influence? Well, we heartily disagree with that point. Now, Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say major reasons are a lack of focus on core academic subjects, teachers bringing their personal views into the classroom. And Democrats are more likely than Republicans to point to insufficient school funding and parents having too much say about what's being taught in schools. The statistics show this, though. And, you know, statistics are pretty much true, aren't they? Reading and math scores for fourth and eighth graders in 2022 were lower than in 2019, despite funding going up every single year. More money is not the answer, guys. The average spent on K-12 public education for every student in the U.S. in 2020 was $15,810. That's almost $16,000 for each child. Money is not the issue. What's our call to action? You know what? These trends tell us that now is the right time to mobilize and take our message to the public square, this podcast and newsletter. Share them with your friends from coast to coast. Join Parents Rights in Education and help parents take back our public schools. Now, our last story today is a big one. This took place in Portland Public Schools in an after-school program. And now there's a lawsuit. They are suing after a 9-year-old girl was allegedly raped in an after-school program in Oregon. This gal and her guardian sued an Oregon nonprofit organization, Portland Public Schools, and Multnomah County for $9 million. The suit alleges all agencies were negligent when male classmates sexually abused a 9-year-old third grader. Boy, oh boy. She was raped during an after-school program at school. The lawsuit states the girl was subjected to multiple episodes of non-consensual sexual touching during school hours. And in March of 2022, she hit a male classmate in the face to protect herself when he touched his mouth to hers. The school responded by suspending both her and her attacker. Oh, now the next month, while attending an after-school program, Schools Uniting Neighborhoods Network, that's S-U-N, funded by Multnomah County and operated by the Portland-based nonprofit Latino Network, two other male students trapped her in a bathroom stall at their after-school program and raped her. 9 years old, guys. Scott school staff learned about the assault when the parent of one of the male perpetrators heard about it from their child and reported it. The lawsuit alleges the school and after-school program failed to immediately notify law enforcement, choosing to perform an internal investigation instead of reporting it to the local authorities. Local district staff interviewed the girl without notifying law enforcement or her parents of the sexual assault or about their interview. This is what the lawsuit says. The school system made the plaintiff feel that she would be reprimanded if she protected herself from unwanted sexual contact. The school system was negligent for failing to report the student's vulnerabilities to after-school program staff and to train employees to monitor, recognize, and report child sexual abuse. Remember, they're mandatory reporters. And last, Latino Network and multiple county were negligent for failing to maintain awareness of students during the after-school program and adequately training after-school program employees to monitor, recognize, and report child sexual grooming and abuse. And by the way, child sexual grooming is illegal. What's our call to action? Hey, we're going to follow this case. This lawsuit was filed on March 20th in Circuit Court in Multnomah County. Stay tuned. This Friday, I will be talking with Amy Breitenstein. She's a Moses Lake, Washington affiliate member. Last year, Amy stood up and was a candidate for her local school board. She won and now serves in position one for Moses Lake School District. Don't miss learning about Amy's successful race and her new experience on the school board.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsineducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.